The Bible is a story of God at work in the lives of real people in real places. The story in Acts of Paul and Silas, Luke and Timothy coming to the small town of Philippi in northern Greece and Macedonia is a story of God at work in the lives of real people in real places. They have entered Europe through this small village, and in an amazing sequence of events that took place there, a new church begins, and Christianity has its first converts in Europe. On their very first Sabbath in the city, the four missionaries went to the riverside and found a place of prayer. This place of prayer is where some women who didn't have an adequate number of men to form a synagogue in those days would go for informal worship and for prayer. One of the women there by the river praying is Lydia, a businesswoman. She is Greek but has been drawn to the message of the Old Testament and the promise that God would send a Messiah. Luke describes her in the book of Acts as a worshiper of God. You and I might call her an inquirer. When Paul comes to her by the river, she is converted by the message of Paul. What he says to her about Jesus of Nazareth, the promise that has been fulfilled in him that he is the Messiah for which she has been seeking, brings her to become a Christian. Years later, Paul would remember this day when he wrote to the young church in Philippi. In his book to the Philippians, he tells them that they are always in his heart, always on his mind, and that he remembers with such joy that occasion on which they were first brought to believe. This is a story of God at work in the heart of Lydia, softening that heart, readying it to receive the message of Christ. It's a message of God at work, sending Paul and his friends to visit, looking for a group at prayer, and being ready and prepared to share that message of God. And it is a story of God at work, inspiring, drawing Lydia, drawing others toward him through Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This is the story of real people in real places being drawn to God by his power in Jesus Christ.